Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Vasaid, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I was glad to see that our Congressman, Jared Huffman, was going to try to survive on $4.70 a day for food for a week. It's a nice gesture, but merely touches the tip of the iceberg. I'll get back to that in a minute. Now, I hate to beat on a dead horse, but I see where they, whoever they are targeting food stamps for budget cuts again. As most of you regular listeners know, I worked in the retail meat and grocery industry all my life. I never made a lot of money, but for the largest portion of that time, I had benefits thanks to the union and a generous boss. My wife worked as well, so we made it. Over the years, I saw the introduction of food stamps and WIC, which stands for Women with Infant Children. Both programs were meant to give those on low incomes some help in feeding their families. There were, and still are, rules and regulations as to what you could buy and how much of any item could be purchased. As with any program that involves money or monetary value, there always has been and always will be cheaters and many manipulators. But all in all, they are programs that benefit those who need it and use them. Because of the guilt association that goes with this type of help, many people who could use food stamps and WIC don't. Some time back, the program changed to a credit card type of a transaction, so making the process less obvious. Getting back to Congressman Huffman and the iceberg he's dealing with by trying to eat on $4.70 a day, as I said, that is just the tip of the problem. Let's say you make $15 an hour. That's a gross of $600 for a 40-hour week, more than many low-income wage earners make. That's $2,400 a month. Take away the Social Security, and then deduct rent, automobile maintenance, food, clothing, utilities, medical expenses, and all the other normal costs of daily life, plus or minus unexpected costs and expenses, and let me tell you, there ain't much left. Then the government tells you, you have to buy insurance. What kind of insurance, you ask? I've never seen just what kind of insurance they're talking about. Medical, I imagine. Where is that money coming from? When I was younger, many times I was down to my last dime. Fortunately, I had an account at the store I worked in, so we didn't starve. I know what it's like to be broke. Unfortunately, the idiots in Washington, D.C. are totally out of touch, up there in their ivory towers with their staffs and cars and good wages, which they seldom earn, and perks and benefits. They all need to try to live on $15 an hour with all the expenses that come with living in a rented or perhaps their own home. Yes, they want to try to balance the budget on the backs of the neediest, but want to spend billions on a border fence to keep the immigrants out. What do they have against those Canadians anyway? This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.